B-Pod Studios.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
No, I'm thinking.
Hey, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
It's time to party.
It's time to party.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking.
Thank God it's Friday, huh?
Thank God it's Friday.
That is basically the same thing.
Basically, yes.
So, basically,
we are on the same page.
It's Friday.
And
it's showtime. Get out there.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes, 80s and more
yeah,
right
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Whatever.
Right to it today.
Blah, blah, blah.
Here's Bob Bronson.
LBF.
And Brian. Here we are all together. All right, LBF, quick quiz. It happened 15 years ago today. What was it? 15 years ago.
15
today.
Years ago. I have no idea.
Okay.
Do you know?
Anybody listening want to give us a guess? It happened 15 years ago today. 617-931-1057. Little throwback history.
Last time I fit into a pair of normal jeans.
Was that what it was? 15 years ago?
No.
All right. We'll let that float out there.
Today is my last day at a certain age.
Oh,
now,
you have a birthday tomorrow.
Tomorrow. And I realized this morning that, yet again, I have not accomplished the things that I wanted to. Goals are stupid.
Yeah, no. Were you expecting something else
I wanted
than
to
being part of a huge morning show
That's,
in Boston?
Yeah. No, I wanted to run a 5K.
Well, there's still time.
Tomorrow?
Do it.
ROR, good morning.
Hi, I'm calling to answer the question about what happened.
It happened.
Years ago today?
Yeah, 50. What was that?
Was it the Red Sox winning the 2004 World Series?
Was it the Red Sox winning the 2004 World Series?
Yes.
That's your guess?
Yes.
LBF, do you agree or disagree?
That makes sense because, like, I can't think of anything else of interest.
Yeah, well.
to other people? No.
Well, yes, circle gets the square.
Really?
You got it. Yes.
Yay.
Yeah. 15 years ago.
15 years ago.
Can you believe it?
God, that's right.
Sounds like Maxwell Smart.
Was that the that was the bloody sock, right?
Yeah, that was the bloody sock
okay.
series, right?
Yep. I had a newborn. I wasn't paying attention.
No. So, that's right.
But I know that my parents were really happy. My brother and my father were out of their minds happy.
That's awesome. What do we have for the caller?
I don't know. Would you think do you have some money?
Absolutely nothing, actually.
I'm just here for a good time.
Oh, that's good. That's exactly what we want.
What's your name?
We have nothing to give.
What's
My
your name?
My name is Daria.
Daria. Well, Daria, later in the show, I was just going to tease this. About 7:10, we will be doing our first date disasters. Now, have you ever heard those on the radio?
Yeah.
Okay. You enjoy other people's plight?
A little, yeah.
Yeah, so do we. So that's what we're going to do at 7:10. Do you have any old dating disasters in your dating history?
Oh, I don't think so.
Wow.
Nothing. Yeah, I know. Nothing that would make the cut, I don't think.
Nothing award winning?
Just
no.
busy
There's
watching.
There's still time.
The rest. Hey, Daria, thanks for calling. Have a great day. You're up very early, okay?
I know, yes.
We know. All right, thanks, Daria. So that's it. Sox won 15 years ago.
Big deal. It changed today. Sort of like everyone's attitudes about winning in this town.
If Sox can win, anything
can
happen.
Anything can happen.
You can run
hope.
The 5K.
Nope, I can't.
Nope, can't do it.
ROR. The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
And three cool things you should know.
Oh, man. The French fry world has been rocked.
Okay.
I know. Usually there's the battle of the top five that come out every year.
Yeah.
This year, there's a new winner. And the actual shakeup in the top five is stunning.
Okay.
You're going to be rocked. What do you got?
You are going to be excited because something happens today
yeah.
that involves TV mm-hmm. and Christmas.
Mm. Oh,
oh boy!
Is okay,
it?
Yeah. No, oh, don't say. Boy. Don't say.
Eddie Bauer.
No, yeah, maybe a scarf.
What do you got, Brian?
I'm not ready for Christmas. I'm going to tell you how to keep your jack o' lantern looking fresh.
Oh, that's great! <Thank
goodness>.
Why did you make it sound so dirty?
Right? He has
All
a
right.
gift.
This report,
thank you.
Brought to you by Whole Foods, where you can get your pumpkin. Prime members save on animal welfare rated New York strip steaks at Whole Foods Market for just $9.99 per pound. That's through October 29th while supplies last. You want more savings? Find all your Prime deals on the Whole Foods Market app. Okay, LBF, what's cool?
Well, today's the day.
Yeah.
Lifetime Network will begin Christmas-only programming beginning today.
Wow.
It's only Christmas and holiday-themed movies around the clock up until December 25th. It has 30 original Christmas premieres in its lineup this year. Aren't you psyched?
Yeah.
But even better, Lifetime is not alone because the Hallmark Channel kicks off its annual Countdown to Christmas 24/7 marathon today.
Gee, wow. Well, it's early.
God, that's
a little early. Don't they have any Halloween shows on Hallmark?
You know, you got to go over to like AMC for that.
Yeah. Nice little, you know.
Anyway, people love Christmas, and I know you love those Hallmark movies.
Well, you know, I've we'll talk about that later. But right now, I have amnesia.
Okay, all right.
Okay, I'll put your scarf on.
Yes.
All right. This weekend, if you're going out and you're going to carve pumpkins this weekend, you know, Thanksgiving, Halloween's not until Thursday. So to keep it looking good and not turning into a pile of mush sitting on your step for a week, here's what you need to do. When you carve it out, right?
Yeah.
Make sure you get all the guts out. All the seeds, all the hangy-downy things. Get all of that out because that's...
Out.
Yeah, that's...
The hangy-downy things.
I know what he's talking about.
You know those things.
Yep, the goop. All right.
The pumpkin goop, the guts. That's what makes it get moldy if you leave that stuff behind.
Scrape it.
Then, once you carve it, all the cut surfaces, even on the inside, if you put some petroleum jelly, some Vaseline on it, that keeps it looking fresh. But make sure you don't put a candle in it because that's also flammable. So that would be a...
Pumpkin bomb thing.
Yep. And then store it in a cold spot. If you keep it outside, that's good. You can even put it in the fridge if you're putting it in your front window.
Uh-huh.
And then rehydrate daily. Spray it with a little bit of water, a little mist.
Yeah.
And that'll help keep it from going that shrinky pumpkin look.
Right.
Shrinky pumpkin look.
I know what he's talking
about.
You know what I'm talking about.
Like,
no one wants a shrinky pumpkin.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So there you go. There's a few tips to keep your pumpkin looking fresh.
All right. Excellent.
Made it sound dirty.
Thank you.
All right. And finally, it's the new top six French fries. According to 3,000 people took this poll, and it's rocked the internet. Number six, Burger King. Number five is Wendy's. Here's where it gets shook up. Number four, Arby's. Sliding in at number four.
All right.
Number three, new entrants. With their wacky kind of waffly fry, Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
What are those fries called?
I've never had Chick-fil-A.
They have like their waffle fries.
Mm-hmm.
Waffle. Yeah, so they're coming number three.
I like a waffle fry.
Number two, bump from a long time number one, is
McDonald's.
The new number one
Could have bumped off the.
Any guesses? The new number one French fry.
I can't even imagine.
KFC?
No, I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you after Jesse's Girl.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
No.
Another
so
radio
hungry.
Professional tease.
I wish I was involved
Any
in
guesses?
The study.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. See, when you do these little surveys we do here, we get more calls than you would some political action thing. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody loves fries.
Everybody wants to talk about fries. So there's a new number one French fry. I'll give you the top five. Wendy's, followed by Arby's, Chick-fil-A. McDonald's is at number two. All right, let's see. ROR, what do you think is number one?
Shake Shack.
Good one.
Nice one. Sneaking in. All right, stay tuned. ROR.
Hi, yes, the one trying to see if I can guess the answer to the French fries.
Go ahead.
Is it waffle fries?
Oh, those are Chick-fil-A waffle fries. Yeah. Nope, they're number three.
Number three, yep. Yeah.
Okay. Keith, name that fry.
Shake Shack.
We got a Shake Shack.
I got to go there.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. ROR. What's your guess?
Hello.
Yep.
Hello.
Yep, what's your guess?
Number one fries.
We got Five Guys. Hold on, let's see. Cheryl, what is it?
I say Five Guys.
Okay, LBF, what's your guess?
I'm gonna say Shake Shack because it's
Shake Shack sliding in. Brian, your guess?
I'm going Five Guys.
Staying with Five Guys. It's Five Guys.
Yes.
Cheryl, you got it. That's awesome. We have anything for Cheryl today?
Not today.
Not today.
How about a t-shirt?
No.
Well, we had a lot of guesses for Five Guys. That would.
Yeah, but Cheryl's on the line with us.
Well, that's
why not?
That, that is dangerous radio right there.
Yeah. Bad phone that other guy had.
That's it, Five Guys.
Dropped
that's
out.
It, Cheryl. Hang on.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Sounds like Homer.
You know what's great? I have had the Five Guys fries, and they come in like a paper bag.
Yes.
It's just like a ton of fries, more than you can eat.
More than you'll ever need.
But you try anyway.
Don't you? Try the Cajun.
Yeah.
The Cajun.
Ooh, really?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Raging Cajun.
So hungry.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to get something to eat at this point.
You know, we could ask any other question, the phone would not be ringing.
No, people are passionate about fries.
But I like the way Cheryl says that, too. Five Guys.
Yeah.
Oh, the emphasis.
Just Five Guys.
Yeah.
Put it together. All right.
Emphasis on the wrong syllable. Yes, yeah. I gotcha.
Okay. Coming up.
Okay. What rock star's phobia is fear of alien impregnation?
Is it a male or a female?
I'm not going to give you that information.
That's a radio tease right there.
I just, you know, I wasn't worried about it, but now I am.
All right. That's coming up.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
You know what? She's Sister Christian herself.
Really?
Aren't you?
No.
You're not a Christian?
Yeah, I guess, but it's like I haven't seen the inside of a church. Yes.
Now you're Sister Christian. Okay.
Okay.
Subway is sponsoring your dirty
laundry.
Like that.
Okay.
Are you motoring?
Yeah.
All right, now it's getting weird.
It's weird. Let's get some dirty laundry, LBF.
Okay, Kiefer Sutherland did something so horrible 30 years ago that he is still apologizing for it.
Yeah.
I'll get to that in a minute. But first, what rock star is phobia is getting impregnated by an alien?
Okay.
Because you know what? It could
happen. Can you give me male or female?
I'll give you male.
A male?
Steven Tyler.
Nope.
Is he?
I think he already was.
How old in the rock star world?
I don't know
world?
How old he is because I don't listen to this band.
All right. Michael Stipe.
No.
Who?
Brendan Urie.
No. Matt Bellamy of Muse.
Oh.
So.
Wow.
He's afraid. So.
Really?
Matt.
Rock stars and phobias. It's Halloween.
You got anybody bigger we can talk about?
Hold on. I'm getting there. I went with the weirdest first.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay? But now I'm going to tell you the 28, well, not 28, but some rock stars and their fears, their phobias. Because their rock stars are just like us. They're afraid of weirdo stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Like Sheryl Crow is afraid of heights. Okay. David Bowie, Gene Simmons, David Lee Roth, Brian Wilson, Christy McVie, and Chris Cornell all have a fear of flying, as they should.
No.
Because rock stars.
Oh,
and planes,
right?
A lot of times.
Yeah. They should be fear of 27, is what they should be.
True.
Of.
Yeah.
Get
that's
past
true.
27.
Then you're in the clear.
Then, then you're Keith Richards. You're good.
Alice Cooper and Joe Perry of Aerosmith, afraid of needles.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp, I would never call him a musician. Fear of clowns.
Right.
Ringo Starr is a germaphobe.
Oh, he's got a band.
Yeah, I know.
Ringo's a germaphobe.
Yeah, Axl Rose is afraid of people in society.
I think people should be afraid of him.
Yeah. I know.
And society.
Joe Elliott and Def Leppard, his phobia is thanking the wrong city.
That's weird. But you know what happens.
Thank you,
Diva! It happens. They do leave notes for these guys.
Yeah.
They do.
Where are
you're in Cleveland.
Oh, that's
okay, good.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne's afraid of rats.
Mm-hmm.
And Freddie Mercury was.
Bats.
Nope. And Freddie Mercury was afraid of spiders.
Freddie was afraid of spiders?
Yeah.
Freddie Mercury. Huh.
I know. Anyway, just nice to know that these big-time rock stars who seem to have the world at their feet are afraid of a spider.
And go running? Like, what do you do?
Are you afraid of anything like that?
Not like that, no.
No?
I don't like snakes. I mean, I don't like snakes.
But you're not going to scream like a baby and run away.
No. But I'm not that guy who's going to reach down and pick it up for you either.
Okay.
Get somebody else.
Brian Bell, would you like to share your phobias with us?
Not afraid of anything.
You're not?
Yeah. Kate?
Except coming out to my car and dark. And
your wife?
Scary.
Yeah. No, she's
I'm afraid of everything.
You're afraid of your wife?
I'm afraid.
Kate?
Yeah. I mean, I'm afraid of, like, big things, like oblivion.
You're afraid of, wow, when you say oblivion, I mean, that's.
Yeah. Bring me back. Kiefer Sutherland, you have me.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Bring me back.
What did he do?
Years ago,
yeah.
He did something so horrible that he is still apologizing for it, and here is what he had to say about it.
Joel Schumacher wanted me to have long hair, and I had long hair at the time. And then he wanted it white, timeless kind of thousand-year-old look. So I dyed it white. My hair was, like, normally long, like, long everywhere. And I just looked like a wrestler. I hated it, and I just thought, that's awful. And Billy Idol had just come out. His first solo record had just come out, and he looked cool. And so I thought, well, he's got white hair. That could look really cool. But Joel wanted my hair long. And so I actually think I might have been responsible, or at least partially responsible, for creating the mullet. And for that, I'll apologize to the death.
To the death. No, to the pain.
What movie was that?
Wow.
What movie?
Lost Boys.
Oh, yeah.
So do you remember that? I was like thinking about it. So he was 30 years ago. He was in The Lost Boys. He played a vampire.
Right.
And he did have a pretty nasty mullet.
He did. He was a jerk.
He was a mean vampire. Yeah. Not a nice one.
Not a nice one.
Not like the Count from Sesame Street.
No, that's the only nice one as far as I know. I think that's the...
Well, let's count how many nice ones we can.
Yeah, one.
One.
That's good, Brian. 649 at WROR.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Dating Disasters Friday. Share them with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's not you, it's me. It's what I'm going through.
Mike?
Nikki! Great! Did you just walk in, or were you listening all along?
Don't ever call me again.
Don't ever leave me.
Ever.
Good. Because I'd find you.
Okay. All right, so today let's go with first date disasters that ended with rejection.
Okay.
Maybe you were rejected? Or maybe you rejected somebody, okay? So, let's go back. We have a couple of calls on the line. We have Scott on the line.
Nobody likes to be rejected, and it never gets easier until you can drink. Because then you can express your unfiltered feelings by drunk dialing.
I think that's so there you go. That's what we're looking for. Let's start with Scott, your first date disaster.
So, 7 years ago, I was getting out of a bad relationship and went on a blind internet date. As I'm waiting outside the restaurant, my date sees me in the parking lot. She's walking towards me, sees if she can turn around and leave. And then she just shrugs, comes up to me and says, let's get this over with.
What?
So then we go on the actual date. I'm about to pay for the meal. And she screams, let me pay. Let me pay my half. Causing a scene. And the waiter comes up to her and goes, are you all right, miss?
Man.
Oh, my.
Scott, where were you? Just the restaurant. I just curious.
It was an Applebee's.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That's safe.
Well, she only had to pay $10.
Yeah, right.
2 for $20, I guess.
Oh, my God.
And then she followed me to the movies and said, I had a lovely time. Let's do this again.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Psycho.
Scott. 2 years later, I met my wife.
Oh,
wait
yeah.
a minute. Not her, though.
No.
Okay, good.
All right, good, good, good. All right, awesome.
Scott, she's psycho, so she saw you and said... Let's get this over with?
Yeah.
Why did you just not end it there?
Because I was trying to be polite, and I was trying to be a civilized person.
No, it never pays, Scott.
Exactly.
It never pays.
Right.
Okay. Thanks for sharing, Scott. I'm glad it worked out for you, buddy.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. I wonder if she would have said, let me pay if it was not Applebee's. It's only 10 for what?
Right.
2 for $20?
Yeah, whatever. Right? Exactly.
Sure. Okay, dating disasters that ends with rejection. And we have Marta on the phone. When was yours?
In the early 80s.
Okay. Let's hear about it.
Yeah, I finally agreed to go out with this guy. He took me to dinner at a kind of cheesy Italian restaurant. And 5 minutes in, knew his arrogance and narcissistic attitude was just not going to work.
Well, what was he doing?
He was very good at telling me all about his accomplishments and how wonderful he was.
In 5 minutes. Great.
Oh, it was pretty bad.
Oh, boy.
So I grit my teeth and I made it through dinner and thought, okay, now he can take me home. He can't take me to his house because he lives with his parents.
Oh, good.
So on the way home, he pulls into a motel, pulls up to the door and says, we're in this room. I'm dead serious.
Dang.
And I don't think
somewhere?
He was expecting my reaction, but I burst out laughing. I couldn't stop laughing. And he drove me home, and I never heard from him again.
Gee, yeah,
wow.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like a seedy place on Route 1,
presumptuous.
Right?
Presumptuous.
It was a seedy place on Route 1.
Yeah, that wasn't me, by the way.
Oh, God.
No, I mean... No, I just, you know, used to.
Wow. No, it wasn't you.
That would be funny if it was.
I don't know anymore.
Do that on True Confession Tuesday.
Why? Did you do that? Are you guilty of that?
It wasn't me, Mark.
Because I thought, geez,
that's
the
funny.
Arrogance just doesn't stop with him.
No, yeah, that's crazy. Terrible. That's incredible.
That's funny. So, never saw him again, I'm sure, right?
Nope, never heard from him or saw him again.
Well, you rejected
him. I think the laughter kind of got to him.
Yeah.
All right, Marta. Yeah. Great story. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Well, the guy was a jerk, you know? So she's laughing, and he took it personally and took her home. So
oh
there
God,
you go.
I can't even
imagine that. Drives to a hotel. This is
not even like a nice hotel.
No, a motel.
A motel.
Yeah, yes.
I mean, if he pulled up to a Fairmont, maybe.
Yeah. You're like, huh. What do you?
They have great beds.
That's a lot.
What's he driving? Right? That matters. All right. So, first day disasters. The best disaster, that's what we're going to call it, gets a $50 gift card to Showcase Cinemas. You can use that whenever, wherever, and a guaranteed better date. So, phones are open, 617-931-1057. Your dating disaster that ended in rejection. All right, let's do it.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Dating Disasters Friday. Share them with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
What do you say we go out on a date? Have some chicken, maybe some sex.
Why can't I just have a normal boyfriend?
No.
Hang on, Nancy. All right, so, hi, Nancy. You have a comment about the babysitter date?
Yeah. What is wrong with her? She's paying a babysitter. Might as well go out with them, have a free meal. And then at the end of the night, if she doesn't want to kiss them, she'll just say, I'm sorry, I just don't kiss on a first date.
Oh.
That way she'll pay the babysitter.
No one believes that.
And she would go home, and then, you know, the whole dinner is free. The babysitter is there. The kids are safe. Hey, she lost this beautiful meal.
Oh, my goodness. First of all, also, not necessarily a free meal. Because, you know, the guy, they could have split it, or maybe she was going to pay.
Yeah.
You never know.
Nancy.
And so, mm-hmm. I mean.
That's true, too. But at the end of the night, I mean, she didn't have to kiss him. But at least, like, you know, try to find out if it was what kind of a guy he was, wouldn't you think?
Nancy's a player.
Nancy all likes right. free meals.
Right, yeah, she does. Say? Who does?
And she'll kiss on the first date, I hear.
ROR, good morning.
Good morning. It's Jermaine.
Hey, Jermaine.
Oh, hey, Jermaine.
What's up?
Well, listen, me and my buds, this is back in high school. We're at this town fair, and this cute little hottie behind the kissing counter. Okay, it was $1 a kiss, so I'm striking it up, talking to her, and trying to set up a date.
I don't remember
she
you.
She says, if she's, excuse me?
Never mind.
Go ahead, Jermaine.
Well, listen, so then all of a sudden, she says, I'll go out with you if you kiss well. So I had to come up with $1. I give him my $1. And I go in for the kiss. All of a sudden, I smell bologna and cigarettes. I swear to God, I ripped the dollar out of her hand, and I said, rejected. And I went to leave. And then I thought of something. I went back, put the dollar on the counter, go get yourself some mouthwash, sweetheart.
Oh, my God, Jermaine.
Absolutely.
Bologna and cigarettes. Okay. Well, yesterday was National Bologna Day, so there you go. All right, Brian, not you, Brian Bell, but... On the phone, Brian, you have a first date disaster?
Yes. So this is back in 2000. I was fresh in the Navy. I was stationed in South Carolina, and I met this lady online through online chat. She lived just east of Dallas, Texas. So I spent money, flew all the way to Dallas. I booked a week-long vacation. I get there. She looks nothing like the picture.
Oh.
I broke up with her right off the gate pretty much, and I was screwed over because now I had to find a hotel and all of that stuff for the whole week, and I had no transportation back to Dallas, so I had to call her, and she drove me to the airport for that whole hour.
Oh my God.
What have we learned, Brian, from this disaster? Holy cow.
Pictures are worth 1,000 words.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what happened?
Catfished.
Yeah. What?
Oh yeah. So bad.
I hate to say this, but what did you expect? And then what did you see?
I mean, put it this way: the picture that she gave me was a headshot. I had people tell me, warning. But you know, I was young and dumb.
Mm-hmm. And there's another word.
and quote unquote in love, you know?
Yes, yes.
Mm. But yeah, like flew all the way from South Carolina to Texas.
Wow. Wow. That is a disaster. But she was nice enough to give you a ride to the airport.
I'll tell you, it was very awkward.
Yeah. All right, Brian, what are you doing these days?
Unfortunately, I'm going through a very painful divorce.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're going to be back in the dating world. Oof. No chat rooms for you, okay, Brian?
Yeah.
No, sir.
All right, buddy. Okay. Thanks for sharing, Brian.
Thank you.
Right. We got to make Brian the winner today because he flew from Carolina to Dallas, got catfished.
Okay.
Yeah. Had to spend a week, you know, in a whatever cheap
hotel.
Yeah,
so that's bad.
So
his friends tried to warn him.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
And he's soon to be back in the dating world. He's going through a divorce. So for you, Brian, welcome back to the dating world. We're going to give you a $50 gift card to Showcase Cinemas so
nice.
Your next date won't be a disaster. There you go. All right. We do this every Friday. So if you have a dating disaster, go to WROR.com and let us know about it there. You could win some great stuff. Coming up, let's do some dirty laundry.
If you're a billionaire and... Are you allowed to have bad hair?
Billionaires with bad hair.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, next. I have to discuss this.
Coming up next on Sally Jesse Raphael.
Sally Jesse Raphael. That's a fun reference.
That's a throwback. Yeah.
I want to go get my red glasses.
Billionaires with bad hair. All right. Hey, before you go, Brian. Hey, Brian. Congratulations.
Hello, thank you.
Yeah. So are you dating yet?
Not yet. The first court session is actually a week from yesterday. So
I'd wait for the court session. The other
so you'll bring a girlfriend.
You'll have the day off. You can go hit the movies after
there
that.
There you go.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
This Dirty Laundry with LBF, brought to you by Not Your Average Joe's. All right. We're dying to hear about this billionaire with bad hair.
We're also going to talk about alien impregnation.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's that.
And Kiefer Sutherland being sorry. And that actually has something to do with hair, too. Okay, I know Mark Zuckerberg was on Capitol Hill
yesterday.
I knew it was him. Basically answering questions about how Facebook is ruining the world and... I know I should have paid attention to actually what was happening because I think it's actually important to know that he's disseminating false information on a social media platform. Mm-hmm. But I was too distracted by his horrifying hair. Have you seen it?
Can you describe it?
All right, let's describe it. Like, it's like when your kid, who's like three, finds a pair of scissors and decides to give her or himself bangs but goes way too short, and you cry.
He's got it's like a...
am I right?
Well, it looks like Spock meets Julius Caesar. There's something going on.
Yes,
there.
A very, yes, Julius Caesar thing. And that, as we all know, is out of style.
It's hard to pull that off, right? Yeah. Okay.
Anything that was hot in the BC era is not going to translate really well. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You would think because of a billionaire, they have access to so much. I mean, if I have to spend more than $100 every 6 weeks to make my hair look nice, then Mark Zuckerberg should not be walking around with that
mullet.
But
that's the irony of billionaires. So it's those guys who make so much, they don't care. They don't wear suits. They wear jeans, whatever they want. It's great.
Maybe he should just wear a hat.
Exactly. I did look at the billionaires, like the top 10 billionaires.
Yeah, they all have bad hair.
They all have really bad hair, except for Jeff Bezos, who's the billionest of billionaires, and he has no hair, that's the way to go.
He's got kind of a Lex Luthor thing going there.
I think his whole company might have a Lex Luthor thing going over there. But anyway, that aside, I just want to mention.
Ernie Bach Jr., he's got long,
good
flowing locks.
Yes, he does.
Rock star
and
hair.
He rocks.
That's all right. We'll give him that.
Is he a billionaire?
Yep.
I think he is.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Just ask him.
Okay.
Get him on the phone.
Speaking of hair, Kiefer Sutherland is so sorry for something that he did 30 years ago. And that would have been making the mullet popular. Because when he was filming The Lost Boys, that vampire movie, he had to dye his hair white. But he had long, long hair. Mm. And he hated it because he said it looked like a wrestler. Yeah. So he decided to cut half of it like Billy Idol and leave it long in the back, which sparked a lot of badness.
What is the mullet motto?
What, business up front, party in the back?
Party, I'm not sure he invented that. NASCAR drivers were doing that way back.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
don't you think?
And really, like, when you think mullet, you think Billy Ray Cyrus. So
yeah, that's
Lost
a mullet.
That was before.
No, it was not.
Lost Boys was before.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Lost Boys was like 87.
Yeah.
And then Billy Ray really took the mullet into the, you know, stratosphere in like 92.
Right.
So he could be onto something.
Hmm. I don't know. Anyway, and I want to talk quickly about alien impregnation.
What was Billy's song again? I digress.
White
Billy
Wedding?
Ray Cyrus song.
No.
Oh, Achy Breaky Heart.
Oh, Achy Breaky.
Yes.
There you go.
So that classic one. All right, rock stars that have phobias. I just want to mention a couple.
Please.
The one that's afraid of alien impregnation, Matt Bellamy of Muse. I mean, that's just too crazy. Nikki Sixx and Johnny Cash, afraid of snakes. Freddie Mercury was afraid of spiders. Slash was afraid of hand injuries, and that seems normal.
Yeah.
And Marilyn Manson is afraid of sleeping naked. That's legit.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of him sleeping naked, too.
Okay. That was a cringeworthy...
You thinking about Marilyn Manson?
The whole thing.
Naked? Yeah. Come on, Bob.
Gross.
Think about it.
No, God, what's wrong with you?
Put it in your head.
Do you guys... You know what... What opened
for Hollow Wave?
41
Mike,
years ago.
He came
scary.
Home.
41 years ago. Friday. Yes.
On a Friday.
Ooh. Halloween
This is my
opens.
favorite Halloween movie. It's just the best. I think it's perfectly done. But it also was the one that scared me the most. And it actually scares my husband even more.
Yeah.
Because when he was 12, his brother took him.
And say, there you go. It was 41 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it had everything.
It did.
It had everything. It had the slash, women running out, falling, tripping, right?
Smoking pot.
Cars that wouldn't start.
Having
it's just
sex.
All that stuff.
It was crazy. Marilyn Manson naked in a bed.
It had it all.
Think about it.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
All right, playing today is Bill Putter. He's from your town, LBF.
02021, baby.
From Kent. Yeah. Morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Do not expect a hometown discount from LBF. No.
Give me some easy ones, Laura.
All right.
All right, you know how it works. We're going to ask you 10 questions in 60 seconds. You get all correct. Correct. And you said you did it Tuesday, right?
I did.
That's awesome. Played the home version and he won.
Let's see what happens.
All right, let's see what happens now, Bill. Remember, if you're not sure, you say pass. And if LBF has time, she'll give you another bite of the apple, as we say. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
What's 10 times 10?
100.
What does Pat Sajak host?
Wheel of Fortune.
What's the capital of Georgia?
Atlanta.
What happens to Pinocchio's nose when he lies?
It grows.
Who invented blue jeans?
Denim.
What was the first feature-length film to air on television?
Wizard of Oz.
What cartoon character was always in search of a picnic basket?
Yogi Bear.
Betsy Ross sewed this.
The American flag.
Encephalitis is a swelling of what bodily organ?
The liver.
What is kept in a ship's binnacle?
Say again?
What is kept in a ship's binnacle?
Compass.
Okay, you got through all the questions, but you know what? You got two wrong. But first of all, awesome job on the binnacle.
You know what a binnacle is?
Hey. He drove a truck. He knows about getting places.
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Amazing.
Bill, you got 8 correct. And you got binnacle, and as a Navy guy,
right?
I'm proud of you because I didn't get binnacle.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that's where they keep the binnacle.
Yeah.
it's a compass, Bill.
Wow.
Not bad, though. What'd he miss?
Okay. So, who invented blue jeans? Denim was not the right answer. It's Levi Strauss.
It wasn't Mark Denim?
Mark Denim? No.
Levi Strauss.
And encephalitis is the swelling of the brain,
oh,
not the liver.
But you know, you did get Pat Sajak right. It's Pat's birthday. 73 years old today, Bill.
No, tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow he's 73.
Tomorrow, because he shares my birthday.
Okay,
good. Plug in my birthday.
Oh, boy.
Hey, you did
Happy
a really
birthday,
great job.
Lars.
Thank you so much. You did a great job. You should be proud
okay,
of yourself.
Thank you.
You did a good job there. Really, 8 out of 10 is not bad. Nothing to be ashamed of, and you know where the binnacle is, which is more than I did.
It's very important for a person to know where a binnacle is.
It's really fun to say.
It is. I think I'm going to call him Binnacle Bill. Look at that.
You like the good one.
That's awesome.
All right, Bill. You got, listen, we're going to give you a pair of passes to the B-52s, okay?
Cool.
It's
cool.
The Halloween bash at the Encore Boston Harbor. That is going to be October 31st, which, of course, is Halloween. And dinner for two. How about that?
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Thank you very much.
So check out the B-52s. Their Halloween bash. Tickets available now. Just $59.50. You can get them at EncoreBostonHarbor.com. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you playing, okay?
Okay, thank you.
There you go. If you want to play, just do what Bill did. Go to WROR.com. Sign up to be super smart in 60 seconds.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Touchdown, Patriot! You can come in this building. You can kick all the little field goals you want. You can go home and tell everybody, hey, we at least got three. We're on the board. 58-yard freaking strike right down the cut.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Brodson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, Football Friday with Scott Zolak. Brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank. Proudly going beyond banking to serve you better. Listen to Zoe call the Clinton Savings coin toss during Sunday's game. Visit ClintonSavings.com. Member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender. Good morning, Scott Zolak.
What's up? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Scott. So listen, all week long, all I've heard on these sports talk stations, not you, of course, but everybody's talking about Tom Brady. That's it. He's leaving. He's done. He's moving on. What's your take on all that nonsense?
First of all, thank you for listening to Sports Talk Radio. You should listen to that instead of WROR.
Hey,
oh,
hey,
my
hey,
God,
hey.
Scott.
Yes.
What's a tackling?
Number? Yeah, it's 99.5, right? Yeah, go ahead.
I'm tired of going to events and everybody tell me, hey, man, I love you on WROR.
I know, love it.
Well, we
love it. No, so what's your take on that, Scott? Really, it's out of hand.
Well, I mean, I think, first of all, I transferred my senior year of high school, and to transfer to another school, you had to move into another district. So we rented this really small salt box so I could live in that district and transfer there. We put our house up for sale at a price, obviously, that, you know, nobody's going to bite on, but God forbid if they do. Yeah, we'll sell, move out in a matter of a week or two. You know, double worth what the house is for. I think the thing's priced out of range. That he could pull it off the market if nobody bites at $39 million.
God, I think he lowered it to 33. By the way,
yeah.
Just see what he can get.
Here. I know. What'd you get it?
That's
for,
ROR
million?
Money. That's yeah. ROR
yeah,
money.
Exactly.
Right there, my friend.
Right. Right. Yeah, Bob's looking. Yeah. It was too small for Bob.
Yeah, it was, yeah. I mean, I don't know. How many pools? A two? Forget it.
Yeah.
All right, so Scott, seriously, that's it. You're this Brady talk. What's your take on that? Of him?
I mean, hey, it's our sign, no doubt about it. I think we're done. He's not going to live here. I don't think they're going to settle here. They're going to be New York based because of what she does and what she wants to do. I mean, she's kind of put everything on hold for him, and I think together, and he's going to expand a TB12 brand down in New York City.
Yeah,
yeah, I
see
agree.
That. That's all it is. Yep. Okay,
that's all it is.
So we got Sanu, Mohamed Sanu, for a draft pick. How are you feeling about that?
I like it because that's the guy I feared when we played Atlanta in the Super Bowl down in Houston, because they're pretty good at defending Matt Ryan. I thought they're going to square off on the backs and take Julio Jones and double him. And I always thought Sanu was the third guy was going to kill him down the seam, and it never ended up happening. I thought they covered him pretty well, but he's a big, strong guy, sort of like Anquan Boldt. I think it's a great pickup because he can play all across the formation and leave Edelman in the slot. He really replaces Gronkowski in the passing game. That's what they're missing right now.
Hey, speaking of Gronkowski.
That's what LBF was just saying.
Exactly. It's yeah. Amazing. Word for word.
Speaking of Gronk, do you want to give him any advice? Because he's new at the broadcast game. Observations?
Absolutely.
There? Yeah.
Stay off the camera and come back and play some football.
Okay.
Oh, that's fine.
All right.
Yes. All right.
I couldn't agree more. All right.
Yeah.
So,
see you week 11.
I'm hoping, man. I'm hoping. All right, so let's see. Do you think Baker's going to see Ghost this weekend?
No, absolutely not. I think he's pretty good. He's got some moxie to him. He's a little sloppy with the football. I wouldn't mind two interceptions. Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. You'll give us a score in a minute, but LBF's got a question for you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, speaking of ghosts, seeing ghosts, and Sam Darnold's seeing ghosts. Have you ever seen a ghost? Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes, absolutely, 100%. I believe in ghosts.
You do?
Absolutely.
Wow.
I'm telling you, man. There's times that it happens about once every other month. I'll wake up in the middle of the night with this thing called sleep paralysis, where you feel like you're getting possessed and something's holding you down on the bed, and
it's
I can't scream, and I'm screaming for my wife, and I can't open my mouth.
Ugh.
I'm telling you, it's real.
Do you think a ghost is doing that to you?
It's either that or demonic possession, one or the other.
I'm going to go with demonic possession with you.
Now, seriously, do you make weird sounds? Because that's happened to me, and you're trying to scream, but you're making a weird sound, right? Did your wife call you out on that?
Absolutely. My daughter's had it. Maybe it's something going on in my house. I got to get a priest over there and get that thing blessed.
Yeah, we can do that.
For so many reasons.
Stop. All right.
What are you doing this weekend, Bell? You're one of those Catholic priests, right?
Yeah, no, I'm not, but thanks for asking. No, we're actually, you know what? Zoe, you should come with us. We're going to Universal to go ride roller coasters.
When's that?
We're going this weekend. Oh, you got to work Sunday.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's what the big stars.
Real job.
Sorry, buddy.
That's what the big boys do. We go to Universal, right? Yeah. All right, Scott.
Wow,
give me a score, Scott.
Mean to you, though.
Ooh, okay. 33-16 Patriots.
33-16 Patriots. You know, you were really close last week, except the Jets didn't score. You had our score, but you, the Jets didn't.
Yeah. I did. I like that 33 number.
I love
it. Plus, it's going to pour on Sunday, so that score might come down a little bit, maybe 24-11.
You're just glad you're not going to Cleveland, let's be honest, right?
Hell yeah.
All right. Okay, Scott, we'll see you next week, okay?
All right. Cleveland's an underrated town. Bye.
Oh, that's true. That's it. I got that in there. All right, that's Scott Zolak saying the Patriots go 8-0. Tom Brady's not going anywhere. So it's all good.
Demonic possession.
And there's that, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like a, football thing.
Wait, it explains a lot, though.
It does.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.